All right, so let's talk about one of your favorite subjects. Okay, maybe it's not your favorite subject, but something you need to really understand to get to success. Sometimes it's all about setbacks. It's about failure. Yes, I said failure. For some, it's a four-letter word. They'll do anything so they won't fail. They won't try anything so they won't fail. You study successful people. It's all about mistakes and failures, learning from them, growing from them, using failure as energy to take yourself to the next level. We will fail, but why are we so scared of it? Why would we rather do nothing than something that could fail? Why don't we tend to learn from our past failures? We know it's part of life, but why do we have to go through it? It's tough, it's hard, but it is part of the success formula. Then again, why does it happen again and again? Why does it happen so often? We often fail, but that does not make us failures. When you start to look at successful people, they have been through more failures than you want to get paid to experience. Failures or mistakes is an integral part of exponential success. We have to learn and grow from our failures. Don't look at it as a failure. It's part of your personal growth and development. Winning is all about losing. The key is to take the personal growth and reinvest it into our successful future. You know, contrary to popular belief, failure is not negative. That might be your perception, but let's change your perception of failure and your future. The challenge is many people give up after one or two or three setbacks, and all of a sudden they think they're failures and they won't try again. They have failed, but they are not failures. They might feel that they can't do it or the world is judging them. In reality, they're running about average, but they feel beat up by the setbacks, and they beat themselves up and give themselves imagined pain and will avoid whatever it is that gave them that imagined pain. Now, these failures and setbacks will make you or break you. They'll give you grief or make you grow. They'll make you better or make you bitter. Understand, when you face a setback, a challenge, an obstacle in your life, it doesn't happen to upset you. There's something that you need to learn to take your life to the next level. If you think to yourself, well, I'll just get through it, then you're not learning and you're bound to repeat it. I believe strongly that everything you face, every challenge, obstacle, situation in your life is there to help you learn to become a better person, to take your life, your wealth, to the next level. And then once you reach it, you have that experience to bless the lives of others, to help other people reach their success. Now, during this series, I want to focus on why people become failures and see setbacks as failures, and others see it as a road to success. We need to change the way we look at failures or mistakes and use them as a valuable education and invest that into your future. And many people get stuck in the trap of learned helplessness. This is research done by Dr. Seligman, where you've failed a couple of times and you figure no matter what you do or say, you're stuck in that trap, you're stuck in that job, there's nothing that you can do. He did a study with dogs where they actually were shocked and they couldn't escape. Now, they weren't hurt, but they couldn't escape. But then he removed the barrier to where they could jump at any time, and there was a little alarm, a little bell that would go off, and then the shock would come. And the dog would just sit there and whimper and whimper and wouldn't do anything about it. That's what happens in your life. There are areas in your life right now where you've given up and you suffer from learned helplessness. And of course, there's a famous study about the pike and the minnow. They had a large tank. As we know, pikes love to eat minnows. And so they drop minnows into this large tank and the pike would eat them all up and they would do this for a while. And then they put this glass barrier in the middle of the cage. The pike was on one side. Then they poured the minnows, these small fish, on the other side. And the pike would go after it, and he would smash himself against the glass. He would do this a couple times, trying to attack the minnows, and after a while, he would give up. He would just give up. Now, here's the interesting thing. They removed the glass, and the minnows were swimming around, bumping into the pike, and the pike had given up and starved to death. Analyze your life. Look at your life. We all have an aspect in our life where we've given up. Maybe somebody said something or did something, or the failure was too painful that we're scared to try it again. Look at it, analyze it, get back on the horse, and you will start to see exponential success. Look at your life. Many times the little things that add up or lead to failure. Don't ask, why me? Ask, why not me? What do I need to learn from this? How can I grow? How is this going to help my life and my success? We get great experience and great stories from our setbacks and our poor judgments. We have to learn this as part of life. It's essential for exponential success. Life is not an accident or the way the cookie crumbles. Those are excuses that people use who do not plan for their success. They just hope everything will work out and they'll survive. And I know most people don't plan on failing. They just don't plan on succeeding. Your failures won't harm you unless you start blaming them on others. Learn from the past. Don't live in it. Learn, grow, and move on. Many just get stuck in the past. They cannot move on. Well, how could this happen to me? Why me? Poor me. Understand, you can only make changes in your present, in your future. You cannot change the past. And we know, failure is not an event that happens overnight. You don't fail in one sitting. It's a few things that happen every day that make you fail. It happens with time. Neglect compounds itself exponentially. Just like interest, it compounds itself with other interests, and before you know it, you're deeper and deeper in debt. It grows into a huge problem. Don't ignore the problem. It's like ignoring a sore. When you ignore the sore or ignore the infection, you could lose a limb. Understand, you cannot win unless you've failed enough to know what you need to do to be successful, or learning from other people's experiences. That's part of the process. So as you go through life, don't let a failure or a temporary setback make you a coward and afraid of the world and what it has to dish out. It is how you react to failure and setbacks that will show you what you are made of and how successful you'll be. Remember the dog who was moaning and groaning about how painful the nail is that he was laying on. All he had to do was get off the nail, remove himself from the situation. Many of us are like that dog, moaning, groaning, complaining about things we could fix, but not having enough energy, drive, and desire to do it. These are the living zombies, those that are apathetic, the living dead we talked about. Many people become zombies early in life and are mentally dead. They have given up, and you can tell in their face and the way they walk and talk, they have given up on their life, their goals, their aspirations, and their dreams. They let a few setbacks dictate a life of failure. People don't necessarily like to see others pursuing their dreams because it reminds them how far they are from living their own dreams. Many times, as we mentioned before, they'll try to talk you out of it. They'll give you every rationalization, lie, or excuse they gave themselves when they gave up. And for many, the test is that it either makes them snap and give up or decide to make the changes they need to make and achieve their objective. You can avoid the scenario when you know people will try to destroy your dreams. Be careful who you tell your dreams to because they'll either support you or shoot you down. It seems that those who are successful in pursuing their own dreams encourage you to achieve yours. And when your capacity to dream stops, you will give up and part of your soul will die. Many people have given up on their lives. We need dreams, goals, aspirations, visions to inspire us and give us a reason to get out of bed in the morning. If you have dull dreams and desires, you probably can't get yourself out of bed. In fact, if you can't get yourself out of bed in the morning, it's because your dreams and desires are not able to motivate you into action. Because when you have a clear vision, it generates excitement, pleasure, hope, and enthusiasm. Because as you look around, many are working jobs, doing things they abhor, and could barely make it through the day. They're not getting any rewards, no fulfillment. They feel like an animal in a cage working for food. Their only motivation is a paycheck. There's no incentive in their mind to improve themselves or their situation. They're afraid to take the risk or make the decision to become or do what they really want. Sure, there's job security. Oh, what about the health insurance? What if I don't find another job? Uh-oh, what if I can't pay the mortgage? What about your life? What do you want? You weren't put here on this earth to be miserable. What good is a life full of compromises, unfulfilled dreams, and mediocre happiness? You deserve more. Life is too fragile and short not to enjoy every minute of your life. Having a job you hate will rust your soul and will dig yourself into a deep pit of despair. One of the greatest reasons people fail or have setbacks or don't pursue their goals is they believe that the unknown, what could happen, their future fears, will be more painful than what they're experiencing right now. They would rather have this known pain than unknown pain. They already know how bad it will hurt, and they're able to endure that pain, and they think changes will bring more pain, when in reality, they can stop the pain. And I know we never start out wanting to fail. We just pretend everything is how we want it. Deep down, we really want more out of ourselves in our life. We have to keep score. Are you winning or are you losing? Everyone knows that if you don't keep score in a game, the desire, motivation, and drive to win is diminished and becomes extinct. You will meet people who know they are winning and have plans to continue to win. Some know they are losing and will keep on losing because they would rather lose than suffer the non-existent, unforeseen pain of change. this person does not understand the benefits of improving and changing your life. So then again, why do people fail? It happens. Let's talk about it. And many people have failure and setbacks because they don't know. They don't know. They feel everything is okay. They're making a living. They're doing the best they can. They don't know there's so much more to life, like happiness and exponential success. They're probably afraid of criticism, but we know the people who don't do anything are the ones that don't get criticized. Many people refuse to try new things because they might make a mistake. They're a little too cautious. You become afraid to take risks or pursue your dreams. Dreaming is the seasoning of life. If you don't pursue your dreams will die. Then life will become bland and without meaning. Many people fail because of the loser's limp. This is your pre-excuse to fail. Just in case they want to save face. You see this in sports. Somebody comes out to the field, well, my knee is hurt. Well, I'm kind of sore here. Well, I'll try this. I'll do this. So they're already setting themselves up for failure in their mind. It's okay to fail because they're giving these excuses. You know, you ask someone to play a game. And they say, oh, I'll try, but my knee's really hurt. And I'll see how well I do. Well, I'm tired or I don't feel well. Or I didn't get enough sleep last night. Never make excuses before you try. You're feeding your subconscious mind with an excuse why it's okay to fail. You know, attitude's also a big part of failure. You know, the people that you associate with. If you associate with negative people that will spit on your dreams, that could be a big cause of your lack of success. So think about, who do you associate with? Who is bringing you up? Who's pulling you down? You know, the way you think, your mannerisms, your attitudes usually come from those we associate with. Think about it. If you're against taking drugs, but your friends around you start to take drugs, at first you might say, I don't like this. Then you might start to tolerate it. Then it's okay. Then you might be tempted to do it. Then you might accept it and embrace it. Then you become desensitized. Evaluate the effect people have on your life. Another factor in failure and setbacks is the inability to delay gratification and to see the end result of what you're trying to accomplish. To delay the gratification you will receive from your goal. You have to delay some of the things you're doing right now to achieve your goals. Of course, we want to do what's easy and fun and exciting versus the hard things. And sometimes we really don't feel like paying the price. But as Jim Rohn says, would you rather spend a day at the beach or own a piece of the beach? You want to spend a day watching football or own the football team? You want to spend a day shopping or own the shopping mall? The choice is yours. The route to exponential success comes through delayed gratification. In fact, Dr. Goleman from the book Emotional Intelligence, he tested out what we called emotional IQs. He realized that your emotional IQ, your people skills, your ability to delay gratification, is much more important to dictate success than your IQ, your actual intelligence. In fact, he did a study with young children. He'd bring them into a room one at a time, and he'd sit them down and put a marshmallow in front of them and say, look, this marshmallow is yours. I'm going to leave the room. You can eat the marshmallow. When I come back, if you haven't eaten it, I will give you another marshmallow. And he found out that instance at 2 years old, the ability to delay gratification, that skill dictated the success for the rest of their life. Understand, exponential success is about staying committed, staying focused, and doing what you want to do. Other things that can set you back or cause failures is feeling overwhelmed. Sometimes when the list is too long, there are too many things to do, we turn off and it's too much. I know on the weekends I have a list of things that I want to do. My wife has a list of things that she wants to do, and they're so overwhelming at times I just feel like taking a nap. And when that's true, what you need to do is break it down into smaller, manageable, bite-sized pieces. What can you do right now, this minute, this hour, this day? Learn to break it down into manageable pieces. And for some, it's a lack of persistence. You know, when they hit a roadblock or skin their knee on the road to success, they understand they might not be doing the things they need to be doing. One way to really increase your persistence is to increase your vision, to make your vision of the future real. Can you taste it, touch it, and feel it? Because vision, more than anything else, will dictate your day-to-day decisions. Some fail because of lack of time management. You know, jumping from task to task, project to project, inability to manage their time, prioritizing their goals, planning their day, could be the cause of failure. And face it, some are just indifferent. Lack of ambition, they don't have the desire and the drive, they just don't care anymore, they've lost the purpose in life. And to them, it's just not worth trying. There's really no exciting reason to live. What you need to do is map out your life and find out what you want to do. What would you accomplish in your life? Or ask yourself the following questions. If you had $10 million in the bank, what would you do? If you could change one thing in the world, what would it be? Ask yourself those questions. Sculpt it down. Finding your passion and purpose in life is sculpting a little bit at a time to find out what it is. But if you're feeling indifference, a lack of ambition, you need to tap into your inner source and find out what it is that you need to do. What is your true greatness? Find that inner spark. Find what you love to do. And as Thomas Edison said, show me a thoroughly satisfied man and I will show you a failure. For some, it's a lack of self-discipline. If you can't get yourself to do the things you know you need to do, even when you don't feel like doing it, what is your motivation plan? What is your plan? What is your objective? If you have a challenge with self-discipline, start out with the little things. If you say you're getting up at 6 o'clock, get up at 6 o'clock. Start keeping your commitments. It's like exercising a muscle. The more you do it, the easier it'll be. And for some, it's just poor health. If you don't feel well, you can't do well. You need a health plan. Contact your doctor, read the health books, go to the gym, whatever it is. Improve your health, and you'll improve your life. Others are just fear of the unknown, afraid to leave that comfort zone. You know, it's like putting on a nice pair of warm socks on a cold winter day, your comfort zone, you're familiar with it. But then ask yourself, what is the worst thing that can happen to you, and can you live with that? Others are just too cautious. What if I make a mistake? What if I can't do this? If that's your mindset, you will miss opportunities that will change your life. Go out there and do it. I've heard many people say the motto should be ready, fire, aim. Get ready as much as you can. Set a foundation. Fire. Okay, you missed a little, then aim. But if you wait until everything's perfect, till all your ducks in a row, you'll not see true exponential success. Lack of motivation. We'll talk about that this series, getting you focused and determined on your goal. Some have the wrong attitude. We'll teach you how to change your expectations and your beliefs about what's going to happen. We'll also talk about lack of people skills. This is a critical area of success. We know based on studies that 85% of your success comes back to your people skills. And most people are laid off in a job situation because of their inability to work with people. And some people get caught up so much that they find an escape with drugs, alcohol, food, TV, and they don't work on the real problems. Some don't see the success they deserve because of lack of skills and knowledge. They don't have the tools to fix the problem. So find the mentors, find the book, find the tapes that go to the seminars, find out what you need to know. Don't spin your wheels. The solution is out there. And of course, many people, as we talked about, looking for that quick fix. They go for a couple days, couple weeks, maybe a couple months, and it's just not happening fast enough. And so important as you take a look at your future to have a victory list, something that you can look at your successes in life. Was it a job promotion, graduating from college, a big sale that you made? Whatever it is, have a victory list. And when you're feeling down, when you don't feel like doing some of the things that you want to do, when you're feeling like you're starting to fail, look at your victory list and it'll keep you focused and remember that you can pull it off. Some people just tend to ignore or don't see the consequences of their actions. You know, drinking and driving, not saving for retirement, getting overweight. They just ignore it and don't see what's happening. Understand everything we do has a consequence. Understand the long-term results of your action. And remember, don't start the day off with a failure. If you say you're going to do something, if you're going to get up at a certain time, if you're going to exercise, do it. The little things matter. And the worst thing that you can do, and many of us get stuck in this trap. We say, oh, I've been doing so good. Just this once. No one will know. I've been doing so well. I can do this. Then you'll start feeding that bad habit again. Never do something you want just because you've been good. Take control of your life. Take control of your future. And realize failure, setbacks, obstacles, part of the process, part of the learning curve. Life and success is about managing yourself, managing your challenges, your problems, your issues, your setbacks. Take an honest look at yourself and where you're going and what you want to accomplish. Never exaggerate. Be honest with yourself. Look at where you are now. How is this challenge affecting you? Don't spend your time telling others your problems. They don't care, or they're glad to hear your misery because it makes them feel better about their situation. No one wants to trade you problems. If that person can't help you, support you, or love you, don't tell them. Your challenges will not solve themselves. Most challenges and problems won't go away. If they go away, they'll come right back until you learn what you were supposed to learn. The best way to fix a problem is to fix yourself. You need to perceive and understand the challenges, problems, obstacles that come up in your life are to help you learn and grow and develop the traits, talents, and persistence you need to reach exponential success. As you look at the road to success, there'll be challenges, there'll be potholes. Your engine might overheat. Things can happen, but you stay on course. If you avoid or run away from your problems, you will just create others. Remember, it's only for a season. Challenges and problems don't necessarily last forever. They all have a limited lifespan. Conquer the challenge, conquer the problem, conquer life, and conquer every setback or obstacle that's placed in front of you. And understand, it's okay. It's okay to have setbacks. It's okay to have a few failures. Controlling how you react to problems and challenges is the first step to overcoming obstacles. If you can't control your reaction and how you feel, you need to change how you approach the challenge and your attitude. You need to be able to handle every challenge with the right frame of mind. It makes a world of difference. Learn that your past doesn't equal your future. If you focus on your weakness, it will drain your confidence in your ability to change. Focus on your strengths, your past victories, and this will help you overcome your weaknesses and turn them into strengths. Failure, mistakes, setbacks, obstacles are motivating factors and can be a positive asset to us. You'll be able to pick yourself up, learn from your mistakes, and become better. Your self-esteem will grow, and your ability to overcome obstacles will become second nature. Don't dwell on the problem or situation too long. Don't get stuck in the poor me attitude. Find the solution. Solve your problems as they arise. Don't procrastinate. Take control. The longer you wait, the harder it is to solve the problem and the more time you waste worrying about it. The only failure with failure is if you don't learn or do anything about it. Just because you failed in the past does not mean you'll fail in the future. Take a look at successful failures. Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, Walt Disney, Abe Lincoln, who ran for office 9 times in 28 years and only won once, and that was for President of the United States. Thomas Edison, Albert Einstein, Henry Ford, Vince Lombardi. These are all failures that became great. If you don't know their stories, I recommend you find out. They're very uplifting. And one great way to lift ourselves out of failure is to see how others did it. If you don't want to fail, you should probably stay in bed. Many always look for that easy route, that quick fix, but that's not what we're talking about on the way to exponential success. Is it a little more difficult? Yes. Is it worth it? Yes. And if you aren't successful the first time, be thankful. You're running about even, and you're on your way to success. Start all over again if you're close to the problem. Try it again. And understand, if you're too close to the problem, sometimes you need to back up, try a different approach, get a different opinion. There's probably more than one solution to your challenge. Look to those around you who love and support you in your goals, your future, your vision, and your life. Everyone in life has moments where they need help. Okay to ask for help. Many of the people around you have already solved the exact problem, situation, challenge that you're facing right now. And one of my favorite quotes is, if at first you don't succeed, you're running about average. And as George Bernard Shaw says, the trouble with experience is that it sometimes teaches you too late. Experience is the dividend you get from your mistakes. One thorn of experience is worth a whole wilderness of warning. Change your mindset, change your future. There will be failure. That's part of life. That's part of success. It's okay. There'll be failures in your life. There'll be setbacks. There'll be obstacles. That's part of the process of learning, growing, becoming the person that you want to become. Change your mindset, change your future. And I guarantee you, as you learn and grow from every situation, setback, failure in your life, you are on the direct path to exponential success.